Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Mixed 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex Audrey, let's say hello to McKenna. Hi, McKenna.
Hey.
Hi.
So, McKenna, we understand you've been ghosted by Jared, and we're going to try to figure that out in a minute, but why don't you talk to us about why we're here?
Okay, so here's the thing. We went on 3 dates, and it felt like we were going to be going into the dating phase pretty soon. We were in constant communication, and all of our dates were just fun and romantic. I even stayed over at his place, okay?
Right,
and, yeah, well, you know, and aside from that, he opened up to me about his friends, his family, and I already know, like, a lot about his life already. And he even told me he's not dating or talking to anyone else besides me. So this whole thing doesn't make sense why he would just up and ghost me, like, randomly like this. It seems really childish, and at this point, I don't know what to do because I feel like I've invested so much time with him.
Mm-hmm. McKenna, we're going to call Jared right now and see if we can get a hold of him and see if he'll talk to us, okay?
All right, sounds good. All right,
hang on. Hello? Jared.
Sorry about that. Hello.
Okay, that was really weird.
Random.
It's Booker, Alex, and Audrey calling you with Mix 94.7. We do a morning radio show. Even weirder than that is the fact that we're calling you for a segment called Waiting by the Phone. We have McKenna on the line. Now, we're not on her side, not on anyone's side. We're just trying to conduct a civil conversation here because she said that she went out with you several times. Things were pretty romantic, and she really, really got to a point where she had feelings for you, really liked you, and doesn't understand why you haven't returned her calls. So we are just asking if you would be kind enough to have a conversation with us, and we're going to try to figure out what's going on. Was it miscommunication, or are you just not into McKenna? What's happening? Will you talk to us?
I mean, sure.
Are you just not into her, or what's the deal?
You know, it was, kind of a crappy situation, to be honest with you. I did really like her. Like, we went out a few times and had a great time. I was on the verge of kind of possibly, I don't know, as adults, I don't know how you really make the transition into boyfriend and girlfriend, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But that was kind of like the direction it was definitely going. And unfortunately, we had a moment where I got a message off of Instagram, slid into my DMs, all that good stuff off of one of her friends, asking me if I wanted to go out, like asking me on a date. And I knew it was a friend because I could tell they were connected on Instagram. You know how you said friends of friends and everything like that?
Right.
They follow each other.
Right. Yeah, they follow each other. So I kind of saw this person messaging me, and I kind of figured, oh, it was one of her friends just, you know, being friendly or introducing themselves or something. But it turned out they were seemingly trying to ask me out on a date and all this stuff. And, like, I asked her about it, and she said, oh, that's just such and such. You passed the test. And I'm like, what are you talking about? she set this whole thing up, trying to get somebody else to ask me on a date to see if I would date somebody else while I was kind of seeing, we were kind of having a thing going on and it was getting serious.
What?
Damn, that's okay.
So you're dating McKenna. All right, McKenna, we're coming to you in a second. We got to know the details on this, but let me just clarify here. Jared, you two are dating and you're getting to the point where you're starting to kind of really dig her and maybe move to that next step. And all of a sudden you get a DM from this woman that's really coming on strong. You could tell that she's connected to McKenna. You shut it down. You reach out to McKenna and go, hey, do you know this girl? And McKenna says, yeah, that's my friend. We just want to see how you'd react. You passed the test?
Yeah. She said, I passed the test. She told me it was a friend of hers and that that was their goal was to try to get me to go out with her to see if or see
what you would do. Exactly.
I've heard of girls doing this.
Oh, yeah.
What?
A lot of girls do this to test guys.
Yeah, what
that
your
is
friends
so
did it?
Child. Oh, I'm sorry. McKenna. What? Why is happening here?
All right. You know, listen, girls do this a lot. This is just something we like to do to make sure the guys we're, you know, meeting and being really serious about are actually that into us. Just, you know, because in today's current cultural zeitgeist in dating, you just honestly don't know. And, you know, again, I really like him and, you know, I really want to feel like I can trust him. I feel like we're able to move forward with this now. So, you know, I personally don't think I did anything wrong.
McKenna.
at least he's laughing, too.
Up until this point, had Jared given you any indication that he was shady, that he was seeing someone else, that he was interested in anybody else, any reason for you at all to believe that he was not a good guy? Up until this point, had he given you any indication?
Well, all right. No, not completely.
Yeah, Alex, yes?
This happened to me, but in person back in the day when I was dating. I was working at Home Depot, and I was talking to this one girl, you know, just hanging out. And I was talking to another girl, too. And then one of them walked into the Home Depot while I was there, the paint counter working. I'm like, hey! And then the other one walked in. I'm like, hey! I'm like, oh, this is... I was like, And they basically both figured out that I was talking to both of them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And they both never talked to me again after. And I couldn't kick them out of the store because they were shopping at the Home Depot.
But you weren't dating either of them exclusively, were you?
I mean, kind of. Like, hanging out.
McKenna, I'm sorry. You sound lovely, but this is childish.
I would never do this, and I would never recommend a friend do this. But McKenna specifically, if you're going to do it going forward, maybe don't follow your friend.
Good point.
Well, Jared, you know, McKenna was just testing the water, maybe trying to cover her own butt, trying to make sure that you were on the up and up. Maybe this is something you can get over. How are you feeling right now?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I think that was incredibly childish and very high school. And if that's how it's going to start,
you
know what I mean?
Good point.
So, away. Yeah. He's leaning away.
Away. Sorry.
Good luck to you guys, whether it's alone or together. We'll let y'all take it from here. McKenna, thank you for calling. Didn't mean to come across as harsh, but...
Hey, at least you passed the test, though.
But at least you passed the test, Jared.
Woohoo!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.